Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. We got a great week of sports upcoming. It all starts today. A lot of great college basketball. We got the ACC, SEC Challenge. We got the Big 12 versus the Big East. We're going to dive in, talk plenty of college hoops. We got some picks for today. Isaac Shade standing by, going to get his thoughts on what's going on in college hoops as well. We got championship week in college football upcoming on Friday and Saturday. We'll look at some of the marquee games of the week. And then also we'll preview week 14 in the NFL. We'll look at six of the games in week 14. Ton of buys this week in the NFL, so a limited slate. We'll give out some picks though there. We're also going to have Lucy Burge join us on the show later on for Model Making Money, and then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send in your questions. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Anything college basketball related especially, make sure you get those questions and we'll try to get to as many as we can. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Get the show rolling, though. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line. Isaac Shade joins us. Give him a follow on X at Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball and Locked On Heels as well. Isaac, great to have you on the show, man. I know we're excited about the hoops today, tomorrow as well, loaded slate, but Feast Week was just unbelievable with all those tournaments that we had going on. It was really good. Want to get your thoughts of a team that you thought was the biggest winner for Feast Week. Who's a couple teams that you were really impressed with?
PJ, the funniest thing is Auburn was already one of the biggest winners this season. They became even more of a big winner last week, winning Battle for Atlantis, Maui Invitational, obviously helped by UConn just laying an absolute turd. I'm sure we'll get to them here in a second. Yeah. But Auburn coming through what was the toughest side of the bracket, knocking off Iowa State, coming down from 18 down to the Cyclones, beating North Carolina, and then knocking off Memphis in that championship game. But Auburn already had the biggest win of the season, winning down in Houston at the Toyota Center. I'm all in on the Tigers. Huge for them. But it stayed with football schools because another big winner was Oregon, who wins their NTE as well, winning the inaugural Players Era Festival, this NIL event. And so really, really interested to see what the Ducks are going to continue to do out there, that new, brand new Big Ten school, as we all know.
Yeah, exactly. Oregon looked really good, had a couple of big wins. Like you mentioned, they beat Alabama on Saturday, so Ducks looking really good. What about the other side, Isaac? You alluded to UConn, certainly 0-3, disappointing event for them. Outside of the Huskies, maybe another team that you were disappointed with?
Absolutely. It's the Indiana Hoosiers, unquestionably, PJ. They are this team that it's like, Mike Woodson comes into the season already on the hot seat because things haven't gone well in Bloomington in his first 3 years. He brings in all these transfers, none of whom can shoot threes, by the way, which is already their big issue, and they still can't. Dude, they got to get this figured out. But the problem with Indiana is they go, and they weren't 0-3 like UConn was, but yeah, they lose these games at Battle for Atlantis. And the problem for Indiana is their non-con slate is so weak. outside of Battle for Atlantis, the only high major game they had was South Carolina at home. South Carolina is the only SEC outside the top 62 at KenPom right now. They're 135. And so it's like, that does nothing to move the needle. And then they lay an egg at Battle for Atlantis. They got nothing else in their non-con slate. They got to do work in Big Ten or Indiana's in real trouble.
Yeah, it's a great point there. Obviously, disappointing week for the Hoosiers as well. You brought up Auburn right now at BetMGM, Isaac. They are the favorites to win the national championship at plus 900. And now that we've kind of had these tournaments, we had Feast Week, we're starting to get some more conference showdowns over the next couple days. We'll get a better idea of maybe what are some teams that we like heading into March in some of these non-con games. Outside of Auburn, anybody at the top that maybe you would look at to win the title?
Yes, Auburn is my pick right now. They've got the depth, the talent. Bruce Pearl's incredible, offense and defense both ways. I would go Auburn right now. But the two other teams that I have been most impressed with in the first 3 weeks of the season are Gonzaga, even though they took that loss to West Virginia, who, wow, West Virginia put on a show last week, by the way. That's another winner of last week. But Gonzaga has the goods, man. Graham EK is great. Ryan Nemhard is a great point guard, a true point guard, a distributor, can get things going. I'm not worried about that West Virginia loss. Better days ahead for Gonzaga. And the other team is the team that's number one in the nation right now, and it's Kansas. They addressed the issues they had last year, which was depth. They couldn't shoot, and when guys got hurt like Kevin McCullough, it all went to pot in the NCAA tournament. This year, the shooting is working. They've got depth. They've got a defensive dude in KJ Adams, which, by the way, is part of UConn's problem. They don't defend at all right now. And so I think Bill Self has addressed his issues from last year. And although the computer numbers don't love them as much as the human numbers do right now, Kansas is very legit. I cannot wait to see this Big 12.
Do you think it's just going to be as easy as Kansas is going to win the Big 12, Isaac? Because coming into the year, we all thought that conference was going to be loaded, and Arizona doesn't look like they are going to be as good as we thought. Houston suffered a couple losses. Baylor's gotten off to a little bit of a rocky start. Do you kind of see that league coming down to Kansas and Iowa State in the Big 12?
I think better days are ahead for Houston. They'll get there. Part of the problem is I think we have maybe undersold what they lost in Jamal Shedd, who was such a great two-way player last year. And you saw it, right? Like, he went down in the NCAA tournament. They fall to Duke in the Elite Eight. I think Houston will get things figured out. Coach Sampson is too good of a coach to sit where they are right now. Arizona, I was already down on, and then they kind of proved it last week. Like, if I had gone to a loser beyond Indiana, it would definitely be the Wildcats, man. I just do not think they have it this year. But I do think, as you just said, PJ, it is Kansas and it's Iowa State at the top of the heap right now in the Big 12. The thing with Iowa State, right, we think about TJ Otzelberger's teams and their defense. Man, this team can put up points in bunches, dude. I'm telling you, they are so good. Taman Lipsey, who is probably their best player, hadn't even been playing all that great yet. It's been Shad Gilbert. Milan Momcilovic, one of my favorite sophomores in the nation, led them in scoring the other day. Watch out for those Cyclones, man. They could win the Big 12.
I'm with you. And I always look at those, like, defensive teams, right, like Houston, Tennessee. Can they score? Because in the tournament, they're going to need a game or two where they win a game in the 80s, and Iowa State played a couple of those out in Maui. Let's talk about some of the heavyweight games we have tomorrow night, Isaac, because we got some big-time matchups. We've talked about Auburn on this show. They're in Cameron Indoor to take on Duke. You got the number one offense, according to KenPom, versus the number one defense in Duke. It's going to be an awesome game tomorrow night. Your early thoughts on the Tigers and the Blue Devils tomorrow?
First, my first early thought is the schedulers really screwed this up. Why are we getting that game and North Carolina, Bama on the same night? Split them up between tonight, because 10 of the ACC-SEC games are tonight, 6 are tomorrow. Split these things up, let the national media get to both of them, because those are your two marquee games in this event. Big miss by the schedulers of this event. Way to go, ESPN. Appreciate you. But anyway, dude, this game is going to be awesome. PJ, we've got, like, this Duke team. I know they're young. I know they rely on a bunch of young guys, but they've got these veteran role players that come in, like Mason Gillis, Malik Brown coming over from Syracuse, who was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Just about everyone they play is 6'5 or taller. They are massive everywhere. Kamon Malawach from South Sudan, who played in the Olympics this summer, for crying out loud, is a very imposing presence inside. That's what Duke was missing last year when Kyle Filipowski had to play the five. You think back to the years before that, when they've been defensively strong, it is when they have guys like that They didn't last year. That was a glaring weakness. This defense is something for real. And if Duke's offense can catch up to that, I love Con Knipple. I think he could actually end up being their leading scorer over Cooper Flagg, believe it or not. Duke has these pieces, man. I'm excited about what the Blue Devils have. But, man, Auburn is a juggernaut right now. They are firing on all cylinders, and they haven't even gotten like JP Pegues, the Furman transfer, who famously knocked out Virginia in the NCAA tournament a couple years ago. He's not even really going yet, but thankfully they've got other point guards to lead the way, like Tahad Pettiford, this crazy good freshman, who comes in behind him. They've got Denver Jones, who himself is a defensive stopper. Like, that's the thing. Yes, Auburn is the number one offense, but this Bruce Pearl team can defend like crazy. Jani Broom is the national player of the year right now, and he does it on both sides of the court. This should be a crazy game. I've actually got Auburn winning this outright.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think they win that game outright tomorrow, too. What about your Tar Heels? Do you think they can get revenge from their Sweet 16 loss against Bama?
Look, peek behind the scenes, folks. PJ is a Crimson Tide guy. I'm a Tar Heel. And so we are at odds today. Here's the problem. North Carolina lost to Alabama 2 years ago in the PK85 in four overtimes because Caleb Love doesn't know how to end a session with a good shot. Obviously, the Sweet 16 game last year that Carolina had a lead, Jalen Withers takes an inexplicable top of the key early shot clock three. Carolina loses that game. There's losses on the recruiting trail. Jaren Stevenson, who, by the way, is heating up from three right now, PJ. I know you're excited about that. Yeah. And Cliff Amore in the transfer portal this year. Why he didn't stay at Rutgers to play with Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper is beyond me, but that's a story for another day. This is going to be another really, really good game. North Carolina's big issue. They keep getting off to slow starts, and they don't have interior presence. Kind of ironically enough, because Cliff Amore chose Alabama instead of North Carolina. That's where I think Alabama could really exploit the Tar Heels and send them to a three-game losing streak. I actually think that's what happens tomorrow night, PJ, is that Alabama gets a third straight victory over North Carolina, this one in the Smith Center, so we'll watch out for that.
Wow, can't wait for those two tomorrow. Eyes, before I let you go, real quick, in about 30 seconds, any bets, any plays that you like in tonight's action?
Ooh, I like Kentucky is favored over Clemson at Clemson tonight. The Tigers are sneaky good. Watch out for the chef, Ian Sheflin, man. He puts on that hat and he cooks, baby. I love it so much. The other one, Wake Forest going to Texas A&M. Hunter Salas, best player on the floor. Texas A&M is prone to variability because Wade Taylor IV, he misses a whole bunch of shots. I like Wake Forest on the road there in College Station tonight. Texas A&M, hard day on the gridiron on Saturday. Going to be rough tonight as well.
All right, I like it. Isaac Shade, join us here on Send It In. A lot of great stuff. Make sure you guys follow him on X at Isaac Shade. Check out the host of Locked On College Basketball Podcast and Locked On Heels as well. Isaac, great talking to you, man. Enjoy all the college hoops. Catch up again soon.
Going to be great. Thanks, PJ. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Great stuff there from Isaac. Let's keep it rolling on Send It In. Talk about some of these games that we have going on tonight. Number 14, Cincinnati at Villanova. Bearcats favored by 3.5. The total is 138.5. Cincinnati's one of the better teams that nobody's talking about this year in college basketball. Villanova, obviously, is struggling ever since Jay Wright's departure. Kyle Neptune just isn't the guy. The spread's a little funky, though, with Cincinnati only favored by 3.5. So I'm not touching the spread. I'm going to the total. I'm taking under 138.5. Both of these teams play at a very slow pace. According to KenPom, you got Cincinnati, who's 269. Villanova is 311. Cincinnati's also got the number 5 defense in college basketball as well. The spread only being 3.5 tells me that odds makers think Villanova can keep this game close. They can kind of muck it up and hang around with Cincinnati. Think this game's going to be in the 60s. We'll go under 138.5 in Cincinnati and Villanova. Also got John Calipari in Arkansas on the road tonight, taking on Miami. The Hogs favored by 4.5, and the total is 155.5. Now, Arkansas this season hasn't been great against the top 25 teams that they've played. They lost to Baylor. They lost to Illinois. But these kind of games against Miami, teams that they should beat, teams that they should roll against, they have been taking care of business. Miami's been really bad. They've lost 4 straight games. They were not good in their holiday tournament out in Charleston. They lost to, like, Charleston Southern. They lost to Drake. They're losing to some mid-major programs. Down on the Canes, I'll take Arkansas, -4.5. Notre Dame in Athens tonight to take on Georgia. Maybe we'll get this matchup in the college football playoff here pretty soon. Georgia favored by 8.5. The total is 140.5. Something I've noticed with Micah Strewsbury and Notre Dame is that when they were playing out in Vegas in their holiday tournament, they were adaptive to playing to whatever style was presented to them. If they went up against Houston, who was a defensive juggernaut, that game was lower scoring. When they played Creighton, when they played Rutgers, two teams that can score, both of those games were in the 80s or the high 70s. So Notre Dame has shown the ability that whatever team they go up against, if they need to play a defensive game, it's lower scoring. If they need to play a higher scoring game, those games are higher scoring as well. Notre Dame's not winning those games, which is why I don't want to take them plus the points. But Georgia does have the ability to score the ball. I think Notre Dame's going to be able to score with them. We'll go over 140.5 in Notre Dame and Georgia. Got Michigan on the road tonight, taking on Wisconsin Badgers. 3.5-point favorites. The total is 50.5. This opening line was 2.5. It's now 4.5 at some shots. So we see some steam coming in on the Badgers. Both of these teams, two of the biggest surprises so far in college basketball. Dusty May taking over for Juwan Howard in Ann Arbor has done a great job so far to start the season. Wisconsin as well. They can score this year. You think Badgers, you think defense, slower pace. Badgers are putting up some points. This is a tough game to call. Feels like the spread is right, 3.5. Probably going to be a close game, one possession. It's tough to bet against Wisconsin, though, in the Kohl Center. They're a tough team to beat in that building. So I like Wisconsin on the money line. I think they're a nice money line parlay piece with another game on the board. And then finally, favorite play of the day in college basketball is going to be Clemson in the first half plus a half against Kentucky. As Isaac was just saying, I think a lot of people are going to look at this spread with Kentucky only 1.5-point favorites, and Kentucky being Kentucky, the big brand that they are, had that great win over Duke in the Champions Classic. Remember, Clemson made the Elite Eight last year. They have two players from that team, Chase Hunter and Ian Sheflin, who are really good. That building will be really good tonight with Kentucky in town. These teams are closer than you think. I think Clemson's got a chance to win, but I think they get off to a good start tonight. So I'll take Clemson in the first half, plus a half at minus 120 against Kentucky. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. The NBA Cup here. Make sure you guys are ready to hit Vegas and watch the NBA Cup Finals live from November 21st, 29th. BetMGM's got your shot. Win a VIP trip to Vegas, including flights, 5 nights at MGM Grand, tickets to semifinals and championship games, and a courtside photo op and $2,500 in BetMGM reward points. Just opt into the original bet sweepstakes on your BetMGM app. Place a $10 original bet on the NBA Cup, and you're entered up to 25 times. All right, let's talk some college football here on Send It In. For all the talk about the expanded playoff, right, and no more divisions, it's awesome for this week right here. You look at every game on the board in college football this week, there isn't one game where the favorite is favored by more of a touchdown. All these games are within 7 points, which I just think is going to make for a great Friday and Saturday of championship college football. We'll start on Friday with number 22 UNLV taking on number 11 Boise State. Boise favored by 4 points. The total is 58.5. Now, Boise State, of all the group of five teams, obviously is the most well-known for people. The media has carried them the most attention because of Ashton Jeanty and the season that he's having. But don't sleep on UNLV. The Rebels are a really good team. They've already faced Boise once this year. Boise won that game by 5 points. This is one of those conference championship games that is played at the home stadium. So this is in Boise on the blue turf. I think Boise wins, but it's going to be close. This is probably going to be a field goal game. I'll take the 4 with UNLV to keep it tight. Tulane, we took them yesterday, minus the 4. We gave that out in our Bet Now segment against Army. That line is all the way up to 6 now against the Black Knights. 6 feels like the right line. I certainly don't like Tulane at 6 as much as I love them at 4. I think now it's just gotten to the point where I would just put Tulane, bet them on the money line, and then put that in another piece. You're going to need all the points you can get against Army because of the way that they play, obviously how they possess the ball, and there's always a chance that Army could go for 2 points with their short yardage football. So Tulane, remember, they beat Navy 35-0. They know how to defend the triple option, the wishbone. I like Tulane. I think they might be the best group of five team over Boise and UNLV. Iowa State and Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game. Of all the Power 4 title games that we have, this is the game I really don't have a strong thought on. I could see it going either way. Arizona State was picked preseason to finish last in the Big 12, and now here they are in the Big 12 title game. Both of these teams want to run the football. Both of these teams are well coached. They don't want to make mistakes. Their defenses are pretty solid as well. feels like a coin flip type game. I'm staying away from that one. I do love Georgia against Texas. I think Georgia's going to win this game outright on Saturday. The case to be made for Texas, if people like the Longhorns this week, is obviously recency bias. You just saw Georgia, who should have lost to Georgia Tech. Texas has a nice win against Texas A&M. And then obviously Georgia beat Texas earlier in the year, and it's tough to beat a team two times. The problem is that game wasn't even close. That wasn't one of those where like Georgia won it at the end, or it was like the Georgia-Bama game where they were getting dominated, came back, and won it. That game from the opening possession to the final was all Georgia. I just think this game's a bad matchup for Texas. On top of that, we talked about when these two teams squared off in the middle of the season, if you give Kirby Smart a whole week to tell his team that he's an underdog, that nobody thinks he's going to win this game, that his team stinks, Georgia usually thrives, and they usually play well in those kind of games. So I think Kirby's going to lean into that this week. I also just think this game's a bad matchup for Texas. Ewers didn't look good at all when these two teams met up the first time around. I think he's going to struggle again. Give me Georgia plus the points. Take them on the money line. I think they win the game outright. Give me Penn State in the first half, plus 2.5 against Oregon. Talked about it yesterday. Probably the three biggest games on the Ducks' schedule this year, the Boise game, the Ohio State game, and the Wisconsin game, all very close, or Oregon was losing in the first half in all three of those games. They were trailing 20-14 to Boise at half. They were up 22-21 on Ohio State, and they were down 10-6 to Wisconsin in the first half as well. So Oregon showed that in some of these bigger games, they have gotten off to slower starts. Obviously, whenever you're talking about Penn State in a game like this, you talk about James Franklin, you talk about the record against top five teams. It's why I don't want to bet Penn State full game. I just want to take them in the first 30 minutes. We'll go plus 2.5 in the first half. And then finally, Clemson and SMU. I'll take SMU on the money line at minus 135. SMU's underrated. I know their schedule isn't very good. They haven't really beaten anybody this season. But eye test-wise, and you just watch them, how they dominate most of their opponents, they're really good. They got a lot of skill players, playmakers on offense. And Clemson this season, they haven't beaten anybody good. They played three solid teams: Georgia, Louisville, South Carolina. Lost all three of those games. They're playing another solid team on Saturday. Give me SMU on the money line against Clemson. All right, let's talk some NFL here on Send It In. We got a monster game on Thursday between the Packers and the Lions. Detroit favored by 3.5. The total is 51.5. The spread's interesting, right? It feels like it's a little tight, potentially. Lions, who have been against the spread, covering machines, only favored by 3.5. Green Bay beat them in Detroit last year on Thanksgiving. I want to see if this line gets to 4. If it does, definitely have a bet on the Packers. 3.5, still probably lean that way, but going to see if this bet gets to 4. Jags at the Titans. Will Levis is a 3.5-point favorite. I mean, does that interest you at all? Tennessee's been one of the worst teams against the spread this season. Now, if you want to bet them, you have to lay points over a key number. I know Mac Jones is going for Jacksonville, but the Jags have been very good against the spread this season. I like the Jags plus the points. Jets going up against the Dolphins. The Jets have been costing people money left and right the entire season. Every single week, it feels like the Jets get steamed from closing as a favorite. It happened once again against Seattle this past week. We've seen the Jets in so many of these coin flip toss-up type games, though. It's rare this season we've seen the Jets as like a big underdog. I actually like them in this role a little bit more than what we've seen with them being like small favorites. I don't know if I'm going to bet this game because it's tough to bet on the Jets, but if I had to, I'd probably take New York. Favorite bet of the week's Atlanta, plus 5 against Minnesota. We talked about this one yesterday. Really like Atlanta in this spot. Kirk Cousins has played awful the last 3 weeks. He threw 4 picks against the Chargers, cost them that game. Atlanta dominated LA. They really should have won that game pretty easily. So now the narrative's out there is that Cousins need to retire and Penix needs to take over at quarterback. Love backing teams off of bad home losses that go on the road. I think Atlanta bounces back. Minnesota, yes, they're 10-2 this season, but their last 4 games have been tight. They've been right there for the taking for the other team. So Atlanta, I think, is going to play Minnesota close. I like the Falcons plus 5. Saints minus 5 at the Giants is a hard pass. Drew Lock making a second start with the Giants. Derek Carr on the road is a big favorite. I'll stay away from that one. And then the Panthers, give me Carolina plus 12.5 against the Eagles. Tough little spot for Philadelphia. Back-to-back tough games at the Rams, at the Ravens. They got the Steelers coming up next week. Your big favorites against Carolina. Bryce Young and the Panthers are playing a lot better. They're really playing good football. They lost to the Chiefs by 3. They lost to the Bucks by 3. Upset the Saints. Upset the Giants. They're playing better. I think this is too many points. We'll take the Panthers plus 12.5. All right, let's go to model making money. Lucy Burge joins us here on Send It In. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is Cavaliers minus 16 against the Wizards. The Cavaliers are coming off of covering against the Celtics, and they have covered in 6 of their last 8 games. They are also 9-3 against the spread at home. The Wizards are 5-12-1 against the spread this season and 3-5-1 against the spread on the road. So the BetQL model loves Cavaliers minus 16 against the Wizards as a five-star play for tonight.
All right, very good. Lucy, let's talk some baseball because we had some news with your Red Sox today with them picking up Aroldis Chapman. What do you think about that?
Yeah, PJ, I hate this. I hate this very much. I almost thought with all of the rumors, it has been insane on Red Sox Twitter the past 3 weeks or so. So I thought this was just another rumor, another like, oh, quirky thing that someone's tweeting out. No, this is real. I checked maybe 3 times, PJ. Like, oh, this is actually a real thing that happened. I don't like this at all. His past is, of course, not perfect, not great. He was suspended for 30 games a few years ago, if you might remember. Just give him a quick Google. See if anything about Aroldis Chapman. And last year, he was 5-5 with a 3.79 ERA, and he's a 36-year-old addition to this bullpen. So I don't really like this at all, PJ. I hate this move, and just sign Juan Soto. Sign Juan Soto. The best we can do is Aroldis Chapman. No, I don't like it at all. So, this is a 0 out of 10 for me. I hate this.
Wow, 0 out of 10, Lucy. Okay. All right, well, let's cheer you up. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions because I know I know you love your Lions. They're playing on Thursday against the Packers. They're favored by 3.5. It should be a really good game, Lucy. I assume we're back in Detroit on Thursday?
Yes, this game is going to be fantastic. The Packers are on the heels of the Lions when it comes to the division. The Lions know this. They know that this division is stacked. The Vikings are right there too. They do not take any team lightly. The Lions, no matter who they are playing, and the Packers are a very good team, so there is no reason to take them lightly. There's no room for that. The Lions know this. Lions minus 3.5. I still like the Lions to win the division as well, but they have some stiff competition, and the Packers being one of those contenders. Lions minus 3.5, though, I think they will cover the spread.
All right, very good. And then, Lucy, before I let you go, let's talk some college football, right? We just had rivalry week, monster upset with Michigan defeating Ohio State. It looks at this point like Oregon is probably the clear number one team in the country. They're undefeated. Nobody else in the Power Four is. Who's the second best team, you think, in college football behind Oregon?
Yes, I would say Miami, which was my national championship pick, but I don't know if their odds really can back that up at this time to win the national championship. However, I would go with Notre Dame, the Golden Domes. I think they are the second best team. They scored 49 points in each of their last 2 games, so they can run up a score, and they are 11-1 overall, won their last 10. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, are the second best team in college football.
Look at that, Lucy Burge. I said they're the third best team last week. They might be number two, Lucy. So we're in lockstep.
Shawnee Sharp agrees.
Shawnee Sharp absolutely agrees. Loves his Irish. Great stuff. Lucy Burge, as always, joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, hopefully the Red Sox make you happy here soon. I'm sorry that they didn't with the Chapman news. So hopefully they cheer you up soon.
It's just, yeah, go Sox. It's really just tough times, PJ. But Juan Soto, I would think, is coming to Boston, so can't wait.
All right, there we go. Lucy Burge joining us on Send It In. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, some spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Our guy Beef_VZ likes the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Personal bias. That's going to be a hell of a game tonight against Edmonton. I did see that they were home dogs, Beef, so I think I'm going to be riding with you on that and taking Vegas tonight. As for my favorite plays for the day, Chase Hunter, the point guard for Clemson. They're going up against Kentucky tonight. I like him over 17.5 points against Kentucky. He's their guy, and in a game like this, I think he's going to take a lot of shots. If Clemson's going to keep this game close and win the game, which I think they certainly could, it's going to be because Hunter has a big day. I think he does. Over 17.5 points for Chase Hunter. My dog of the day, I'm going mano a mano with the BetQL model. I'm taking the Wizards plus 16.5 against the Cavs. For me, it's real simple. It's the NBA. You got the best team in the NBA versus the worst team in the NBA. So, of course, the Wizards are going to cover because it's just how it works. The Wizards didn't win a game in the month of November. It feels like the Cavs didn't lose a game in the month of November. So, naturally, the Wizards will keep this within the number. We'll take the Wiz plus 16.5. And my best bet, Clemson in the first half plus a half against Kentucky. Make sure you grab the plus a half so that if it's tied at halftime, you cash the bet. But in a game like this, whenever you got a blue blood in town, right? And Clemson, obviously, I don't know if they've ever had Kentucky play in their arena, but that place is going to be rocking tonight. They got a good team. I think they use all that energy and emotion early on in that game, build themselves a lead. I do think Clemson could win. I just worry about Kentucky down the stretch with all those seniors that they have finding a way to win a close game. But I like Clemson in the first half against Kentucky. Once again, Clemson point guard Chase Hunter, over 17.5 points is our prop lock. Wizards, our dog of the day, plus 16.5. Also like the Vegas Golden Knights with beef. And then Clemson plus a half in the first half against Kentucky is our best bet of the day. Thanks again to Isaac Shade, Lucy Burge. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.